It's January the 2nd, and some of you may still be working to put out of your mind the things of 2019. That may be necessary, but there are some things that we do not need to be disregarding. Judges chapter 2 is a tour guide chapter of the entire book. It gives a basic overview of all that's going to be going on, setting out the landmarks and giving the gist of the book of Judges. It serves as the table of contents, saying, here's what you can expect. Here is the storyline. And in Judges chapter 2, verse 10, it says that there arose another generation who did not know the Lord. We find in these words the root of chaos. Israel's chaos that they will experience, the grief, the bondage, come as a result of verse 10. But it's not just Israel's chaos that's rooted there. Anytime chaos creeps into our lives, into our churches, the root is the same. What is that root? Well, it says that the next generation did not know the Lord. Was it simply a case of justifiable ignorance? Did they just not know what was going on? Did they just not have the right information? Well, I wish it were that simple, but the text will not let us draw those conclusions. When the text says that they did not know the Lord, a specific word for know is used that denotes intimacy, loyalty, and devotion. This word is used when two people would enter into a covenant with one another, whether it be a marriage covenant or a king making a covenant with a country. A bond was struck and agreed upon. So what do we know about Israel? We know that they had entered into a covenant with God to be His people. He would be their God and they would be His people. And if they would love and obey and follow His word, there would be blessing. But if they did not, there would be discipline. And the text says that this generation did not know the Lord. They turned their back on their part of the covenant. They abandoned. They put God out of their minds. They disregarded God's word. They wanted nothing to do with Him or His ways. I'm praying that in 2020, you do not disregard God and His word. Today, would you please pray for Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada? And also, remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast, heard in India and Pakistan.